As a young filly in Canterlot, I poured myself into learning everything I could about magic. Decided to enroll me in Princess Celestia's School for Gifted Unicorns. It was a dream come true, except for one thing. I had to pass an entrance exam. My Little
Pony. Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Tara Strong of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Ms. Strong is a legendary voice artist, having brought to life such animated characters as Bubbles on the Powderpuff Girls, Dill Pickles in Rugrats, and Anna from the Care Bears. Over the next segment, Tara Strong will talk about her character Twilight Sparkle on the hit animated series My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, whose 8th season airs Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. on Discovery Family. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to toy with us, feel free to brony up as we allow the past to fade into twilight in order to witness a truly sparkling present. Tara, thank you for coming on... Tara, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Tara, tell us about your show and what's in store for the 8th season of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Well, if you've been a fan of the show, it's a continuation after the movie. So we have a lot of fun new characters. We have a Hippogriff Sea Pony that's joining us. We have a Griffin. We have a Dragon. We have a new pony. We have all the main 6 characters that everyone's grown to love. The first episode is a 2-parter. And since Twilight has explored, she's discovered that she definitely has more work to do, so she opens up her very own friendship school, has some new songs and big adventures, and the fans will not be disappointed.
That's great. Now, of course, you play Twilight Sparkle. What kind of personality and character does Twilight Sparkle have?
Well, Twilight Sparkle is conscientious and caring and smart. She reads a lot of books. She is also someone that can be vulnerable and learn from her mistakes. I think that people see, you know, someone that they can relate to on that show in certain ponies. And Twilight's sort of someone that is constantly trying to do good and be a good friend and eager to learn, even though she's teaching others. And it's just a really sweet character. I'm so happy to be playing her.
So how has the character of Twilight evolved over 8 seasons of My Little Pony?
Well, she's grown so much because, you know, when she first started, she was a student just learning. And now she's teaching other people. And, you know, with that, the voice acting sort of changes as she comes into her own confidence and she's learning things and how she portrays what she's learned to the audience and to the other characters. It's such a great way for kids to learn conflict resolution, and adults, too. Sometimes I'll watch it. I'm like, oh, I could have handled that way.
So tell us about the other ponies and how do they interact with each other as friends?
Oh my gosh, the other ponies are so sweet. There's, you know, all these characters that, like I said, someone can relate to someone. There's, you know, Fluttershy is kind of shy and loves animals, and Rarity is very outgoing and flamboyant, likes to make costumes, and Rainbow Dash is the sort of brave one, and Pinkie Pie is the party girl. I mean, they're just so fun. They're really great characters. They're well fleshed out, great colors, the music's so wonderful, and they interact with each other like a really amazing core group of friends that I think kids aspire to have.
And of course, friendships are not always perfect. So how do the ponies deal with problems that might crop up in their friendships?
Well, you know, sometimes they make mistakes and they learn as they go, but they always deal with it with friendship in mind and standing up to bullies and trying to get through conflicts by talking things out and doing what's best. And like I said, learning as they go and being okay to learn and listen to each other. And there's so many important messages in this show without sort of shoving it down kids' throats.
Now, of course, you are a great voice artist. So when you're performing the voice of Twilight Sparkle, what frame of mind do you put yourself in and what type of personality and spirit do you convey through your character?
Well, you know, when I prepare for a show, I read the script in advance so I know what's going on. Because as the voice actor, if the line is whoa, you want to read the stage directions because it's going to be read differently if she's falling off a cliff or if she sees a cute boy.
Right.
So that comes into play. And then I bring lots of fluids with me because I work by myself. The other ponies are in Vancouver. So typically I'll do, you know, 5 to 7 episodes at a time, and Twilight's the lead, so she has like 70 lines a show.
Right.
So I have to sort of prepare my voice for what could be, you know, sometimes a vocally taxing session. And then with that, I just sort of close my eyes and become Twilight and envision myself in all the scenarios that she's going through.
So how important is it to still be a kid at heart in order to be a successful voice artist in animation?
I think that's really key. You sort of have to be able to tap into your childhood and your memories. But, you know, this version was actually created by Lauren Faust when she was a child playing with the ponies. You know, this is the 35th anniversary of the show. So she created this fantastical world as a child and then brought it to life. So being able to tap into that free spirit and being organic and not being afraid to kind of jump in, because often when you're, you know, playing a new character, they'll say, okay, can you make her a little older, a little younger? Can she be a boy now?
Right.
can it be from England or the South or wherever? And you have to kind of be willing to play and be unafraid to look silly. You know, when I was doing Powerpuff Girls, there was an episode where I was talking to squirrels and I just put my hands up to my cheeks. And Ed's like, and Tom Kenny's like, is that how you talk to squirrels, Sarah? You have to put your hands on your cheeks. And I didn't even think about that, but that's just what came out. So
I think that's called method voice acting, right?
I think you're right.
Now, you mentioned that she grew up with My Little Pony. Did you grow up with My Little Pony and have the toys growing up?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a toy store, so I always had the newest and greatest. As soon as they came out, I had quite a collection of ponies, and I still have them today, so that was fun.
So having grown up with My Little Pony, is this sort of a dream come true for you?
Oh, yeah, it really is. I mean, anytime I have to say my job is so much fun, and I'm so grateful. So anytime I get to do something new and fun is a gift, and working on this show is just a huge gift. I've never seen a fandom like this. It really has brought communities together all over the world, and people are there for each other when, you know, someone's going through a surgery or they're feeling lonely. And it's just, it sort of invokes this friendship, kindness spirit.
Right. You mentioned the fandom. How important is the fandom community to the continuing popularity of My Little Pony?
It's really important. I mean, these kids are really verbal about how much they love the show. Like I said, they come together from all over the world. I'll meet fans at cons from Belgium, from Italy, from Japan, and Germany, and they just all love it so much. And then you meet these, like, really cute army guys that have Pinkie Pie tattoos, and they paint the ponies on their tanks to get them through hard times, and it's just so wonderful.
So when you attend conventions and you interact with fans of My Little Pony, what is that like for you, and what are some of the things that they express to you specifically?
You know, it's been so wonderful. A lot of it is kids and adults just so excited to meet me. And, you know, I get a lot of times, thank you for my childhood. And, you know, I'll get, you know, Twilight really helped me through feeling depressed or feeling lonely, or this character helped me get through my parents' divorce or whatever it is. And you don't really realize how much you touch these kids until you meet them. I had a mom cry to me at a con a couple years ago. Actually, it was last year. And she was crying, and I said, are you okay? And she said that her daughter is severely autistic and hadn't spoken in 2 years, and as soon as she heard Tara Strong was coming, she couldn't stop talking. She
Wow.
spoke very well to me, so
Right.
It's nice to be able to give that to families.
That's great. Tara, where can people find out more about yourself and My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, online?
Well, you can watch all kinds of streaming episodes on Discovery Family Go. There's going to be a Pony Palooza going on all week where they show all the favorite episodes with Al Yankovic and Patton Oswalt. And then the premiere is the 24th at 11:30, which is going to be, like I said, the double episode. And my Twitter is at Tara Strong. So is my Instagram, and Tara Strong on Facebook.
Great. Tara, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.